Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Yes, I am. Thank you so very much for tuning in with us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. Tonight we're going to be talking about early signs. That's right, early signs that your relationship may need counseling. You know, it's so unfortunate that people get into relationships sometimes because they feel that they're really in love, and sometimes it's a feeling, it's a physical thing. People don't realize sometimes what they are doing when they call themselves getting involved in a relationship. But even when they do, when they ignore the warning sign, unfortunately what begins to happen to them is that they see things that they saw prior to getting in the relationship, and they ignore those things. And tonight you're going to hear a very powerful story of just such a thing that actually took place. We'll get to that momentarily, but I do want to do a little housekeeping, and I want you to let you know that we've been on the air now just over 9 years. We've got a lot going on with our show. We're going to do some things to enhance and enrich the show, and those things are forthcoming as well. So we want you to stay with us, and if you have a show topic out there, something that you would love to hear us air over the airwaves, just send us a topic. Send us a topic at jwalkersenior7@aol.com. We would be more than happy to take a look at it. We would be more than happy to consider that for our programming. So don't forget us. Check it out. Now, I also want to go ahead and mention that last week we did an episode on getting trapped. We had a young man named Ishmael. He goes by the stage name of Black Cowboy. He tuned in with us on last week. That was a very good show that we had. You know, I mean, it drew a lot of callers, and there were some issues. He's going to be coming on again in the very near future. We're going to do a relationship show on bridging the gap, older generation and talking about the newer generation and just seeing how is there a generation divide, is there a generation gap. I tend to think that, yes, there is. There's a serious generation gap that we all are just, we're not getting it. And so perhaps when we begin a dialogue, we might be able to come together and start talking and come up with some viable answers or thoughts on how we can go forward with, bringing this generation gap to a bare minimal or marginalizing it by having some things that we do. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You can certainly listen in at drjwalker.com. We love to have you on the air. You can also send in your comments to us. We welcome those opportunities as well. Last week, we had a number of comments that came into the studio when we were talking about getting trapped. Getting trapped doesn't mean that just somebody got caught up into a trap, like, for example, a woman traps a man into marrying her. It wasn't talking about that. It was getting trapped had a lot to do with just about anything. So if you tune in, and you can go back into the archives and listen to that broadcast, I think you will find that was very informative. I found it to be educational and informative as well. So we're going to invite you to go in, listen to that archive show, and see what you come out with. All right, so once again, don't forget to please send in your comments tonight. If you want to speak to the host, if you want to speak to a particular issue that we're dealing with, then by all means, please, you'll press 1 on your dial, and we'll be able to bring you in. All right, so tonight, early signs that your relationship may need counseling. We would love to hear from you. If you've got a thought, early signs. Why do we say early signs? I say early signs because a lot of times people are out there, they're dating, and they find themselves thinking that, hey, you know what? I'm dating this person. This is an ideal relationship. You know, it's probably the best thing that's going on. And right now, because you get so caught up into that person, you get so caught up into the person, and you're thinking that this is the person that you're supposed to spend the rest of your life with. Well, that's not always the case. You know, and so I think that if people really, really looked at their situations, look at the early warning signs, but before you even do that, know who you are. Know who you are. Know what it is that you want out of life. Know what it is that you don't want out of life as well. But definitely know who you are, what you're willing to put up with, what you're willing to tolerate, and what you're not willing to put up with. And when you can come to those conclusions to say, well, you know, these are the things that I can find that I can live with versus these are the things that I find that I can't live with, then you make the right decision, hopefully. But the problem is in between there, where people get caught up into their emotions and they make an emotional decision that ultimately leads them to getting going through depression, having feelings of being disappointed. So a number of things start to take place, and then you start to eventually blame yourself, and then life happens. Now you got yourself caught up into something that is may have been at one point like exciting in the beginning, but then it ultimately becomes a situation where you find yourself that, hey, I wish I could just really get out of this because you no longer want to be involved with the person. But now somehow you've allowed your feelings to get so caught up that you now feel like, you know what, this is not going in the direction that I wanted it to go, but now you're hurting, you're feeling the pain of that. So now here we're going to deal with tonight, in just a moment, someone who this is happening to, but clearly in my opinion, they're ignoring the warning signs. And those warning signs are something that cannot be ignored. And then later you find yourself praying to God that, God, please get me out of this situation. Help me so that I'm not so caught up into this. Please just rescue me. And then that's you find yourself being stuck. And you wonder why help isn't coming. All right. Let's again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. Let me, just before I get into tonight's story, give me an opportunity to right now go in and read some of the comments from last week's show that I promised you all, because we didn't get around to them. I promised you that we would read these comments, and here we have them tonight. All right. Last week, getting trapped. Getting trapped could be, I think we gave the story where this woman fell in love with this man, and before you know it, he wasn't the right man for her. And then we also talked about a vice versa situation. But her feelings were so into him, and his feelings were so into her, that it was hard for her to get out. Now, here's some comments that came in to last week's studio, and many of you all have asked if I would go over those again. All right, comment number one coming in from a female. She says, your topic tonight can actually be associated with a number of different things. For example, my ex-boyfriend thought that I got pregnant just to trap him like many men do. Well, shortly after he started thinking this way, I dumped him. I actually dumped him and moved on with my life. Later, he wanted me back, But now his baby is calling someone else's, someone else daddy, even though he sees his kid once in a while. You know, so here you're dealing with something that, a situation where, and I want to comment on these, if I may. You're dealing with a situation where the guy, according to her, thought that he was trying to trap her. And turns out that that's not what she was obviously not doing, because when he said that, she took offense to this, obviously, and she moved on, decided to dump him and get out of the relationship. And turns out that even though he only sees his baby once in a while, the baby's calling somebody else a daddy. So I take that to be that just because he thought this didn't mean that that's what was really happening in her mind. And because she was offended by it, she decided to break the relationship off, and then ultimately ended up with somebody else, now with another guy. And the baby now, because the baby obviously was so young, that he's calling this man daddy. So that would be the daddy that he grew up to know, even though when he's of age, I'm pretty sure he'll, because his dad comes around once in a while, you know, then he'll get to know who his daddy is. But the fact that he is now calling someone else daddy, this becomes very important. So, you know, my kudos to her, because she showed that she wasn't interested in trapping this guy, and she went on to move on with her life. If you would like to comment on some of these that I'm commenting on, by all means, feel free to press 1 on your dial, and we'll bring you in to do so. Let's go on and take another one, take a look at another comment. Here we have, let's see here, getting trapped. This male writes in, he says, I think getting trapped was when I graduated from high school and got a job at a name brand shoe store. I ended up becoming a manager after about 5 years, but failed to go on to college to really pursue my dreams. Now I don't feel like going to college because I have 2 children to support and I am not married. I made a big mistake. This is very interesting to me, because I think this happens to a lot of people. And like we discussed last week, getting trapped can be associated with just about anything. Here's a situation where this young man, right out of high school, got a job at a shoe store. He probably liked shoes, name brand shoes at that. And so things, perhaps because he had a job, he could buy some clothes and buy some shoes, probably at a discounted price, maybe get him a car, still living at home with parents. He got trapped into thinking that this was okay. So he, after 5 years, he realized that he didn't go on to school. He did not go on to school. And as such, you know, life happens. So he went out there, now he's got 2 kids, and he no longer has an interest in going to college to pursue his dream. And I'm not saying it's too late for him, but I agree that it appears that he did get trapped. And I spoke with a young lady recently, a young lady that's been out of high school for about 3 or 4 years, who informed me, you know, oftentimes because I deal with young people, I asked the question, what are you going to do now that you've been out of high school for 3 years and you're not in college? And they say, well, they are in college. It happens to be that this young lady is in college. And when I asked, are you going to try to find a better job, because she was just doing a security job, and she said, no, because I don't want to get too comfortable. I don't want to get comfortable and feel that I've got to depend on this job. And if I get a higher paying job, I may get comfortable. And so I think that's what, you know, I can look at that and associate it with this story about this guy working at the shoe store. Getting a job or taking on a job where he felt obviously comfortable enough and getting mediocre raises, and then turns out that he got trapped in that job. So my kudos are to the ones who realize that, you know what, this is not my dream. This is just a step in the direction that I need to go for the time being, in the meantime, to get to the dream or the goal that I am really, really after. So I think that that becomes vitally important. Let's take a look at another one. Let's take a look at another one here. This female writes in, is about getting trapped. I believe a person can trap him or herself by allowing someone to destroy their dream of becoming what they want out of life. Those type of relationships, in my opinion, seldom last anyway. I think that that is vital, because if you allow someone to trap you by destroying your dream, you're doing this to yourself. If your dream, I can recall the story, a man had a dream about, starting a business, and he allowed a family member to destroy his dream. And again, I use the key word, he allowed, you know, that's where he did it to himself, because you don't have to listen to somebody else. If you have a dream, and chances are, it's your dream. It doesn't mean that that's somebody else's dream. And, you know, the thing about dreams sometimes is, because we get so excited about our dreams, our goals, our visions, we want to share that with someone else. And I believe the purpose of our sharing it with someone is to get them excited about our dream so that they can support and encourage us in whatever way is necessary. But unfortunately, I've found that there are a number of people that, instead of them giving you the support that you need, they're trying to tell you how to pursue your dream. They find themselves telling you how to pursue your dream. I think that should be subjective, and I think you have to be careful when you're trying to tell somebody how to pursue their dream, unless they're asking you, and you, for example, are a person who's living a similar dream to that which someone is trying to pursue. In other words, if you are if you are an author of a book, you've written a book. Now you have a book out there in publication, and you meet a person who aspires to write a book, and they want to put it out there. If you're not an author and have no inkling of being an author or inclination of being an author, that's not something that you aspire to do, then what makes you qualified to tell somebody step by step how to become an author? If that has not been a goal of yours, if that's not something you do, if that's not something that you've even considered, why would you tell somebody step by step how to become an author when that's, you know, and then you've got that other component where people just don't get excited when you tell them your dream. You have those people as well. And again, you can't really blame them, because It's your dream. So, you know, let's not get caught up into thinking that people are supposed to identify with our dreams. The story is told about a man who put a football in his son's hand at the age of five. And this man trained his son for 12 years to be a quarterback. The man put a football in his hand because the man himself had been a quarterback. In high school, played a little high school football. And he just felt that his oldest son, he was going to train him to be a quarterback and make it into the NFL one day. And so after 12 years of drilling his son with everything, the son went off to college and went to a prominent college. And one day, as the father awaited the call from the son to say, I made the football team. The son gets to college, and finally, he's not saying anything about the football team. So the dad asks him, have you tried out for the football team? You know, reluctantly asked his son this. And so the son say, oh, yeah, Dad, about football. Now, the son turned out to be a very good, excellent quarterback. And chances are the father felt he could have made it in the NFL. And been a big superstar, maybe won a Super Bowl one day, and give the father some bragging rights. And to the father's surprise, the young man said to his father, oh, yeah, about football, Dad. No, I didn't go and try out for the team. So the father in his mind, as he's listening to this, is wondering, what is wrong with this kid? As talented as he is, why hasn't he tried out for the football team? Football season could be over before he, you know. So anyway, the son slowly tells his father, Dad, about football. I can appreciate all that you did, but Dad, football was really never my dream. It was your dream, Dad. And the father, with wide eyes and his mouth just open, couldn't really say anything because his son was absolutely right. His father was trying to live his dream through his son, and the son wasn't having it. The son was like, Dad, that was never my dream. That was your dream. And so it made the father perhaps feel that all these 12 years that he sacrificed with his son, trying to turn him into something that the kid wasn't interested in, now he understood why the son became angry when he's out there drilling him for 12 years. You know, it's just amazing. Life is that way. So the part I want to make is getting trapped. Remember, people don't have to get excited about your dream. And that's okay. They don't have to be giving you balloons and cards and all of this and cake and ice cream. It's your dream. So you may be having a party by yourself. And that's okay because it's your dream. But guess what? When you realize your dream, there will be those that come around to celebrate with you and show appreciation for what you've accomplished. But listen, no one will be more excited and thrilled than you yourself, the party person. All right? So just keep that in mind. Let me go to a couple of others, and then we got to get to tonight's show. Early signs that your relationship may need counseling. Let me just get to, I'll take maybe two more comments from last week. Okay, here, we'll take these two. All right, here's one that says, this young man writes in, and he says, I caused myself to get trapped into a relationship that I did not want to really be involved with. I ended up dating my girlfriend's best friend because she was interested in me. That one-night fling cost me the relationship with my childhood sweetheart. That was 15 years ago, and I think about her every single day, wishing that I had her back. So, wow, that's getting trapped. But who trapped him? He trapped himself. I don't think that you can always lay the blame on other people because we have free will. We have choices. Sometimes we make the right choices. Sometimes we don't. But it's going to cost us one way or another. He caused himself to get trapped in a relationship because he, you know, had a one-night fling with his girlfriend's best friend. I can assure you that that's probably not her best friend anymore. So here we go. All right, now let's take a look at another one here. We have another one where this female writes in. This last one we'll take, and then we'll get to the show. She says, I saw my best friend get trapped herself by getting married. My best friend trapped herself by getting married shortly after high school. All right? She's saying that her best friend trapped herself shortly after getting married shortly after high school. That is scary because the guy she was dating during our high school years would go off to college and break her heart. Well, they got married, ended up at separate colleges, and he still broke her heart, which ultimately caused her to drop out of college because she couldn't handle the stress of the breakup. It's been over 10 years, and she is yet to complete college while he clearly moved on with a new wife and family. Well, you know, I'm sure that hurts. I am sure that that hurts. But you know what? It happens. It happens all the time. I'm not saying that it's right. Now we got to switch gears because the producers are warning me that we got to get to tonight's show. So let's take a look. Early signs that your relationship may need counseling. All right, let me go right to the story that we're going to speak on tonight. And let's find out who the characters are, Oscar and Pearl. After 2 years of being together with serious dating problems, all right, Oscar and Pearl decided to get married, especially due to the fact that they shared a two-year-old son. They have been forcing this relationship mainly due to their son. Pearl has a bachelor's degree, and Oscar dropped out of school in 10th grade. The relationship is toxic. Had they seen a counselor in their early stages of dating within the first 6 months, it is a good likelihood that they would not have gotten married, even with having a two-year-old son. The only real thing they had in common was the fact that they loved some of the same old-time music and dancing to it. Now, that's all you got in common. There's something wrong right there. Here are some of the early signs. Here are some of the early signs they experienced, yet they ignored. All right? Here's some of the early signs that they experienced, but yet they ignored them, realizing that their relationship needed counseling. Instead of realizing that it needed counseling, they ignored these. Here's one. Oscar has always been exceptionally jealous. Not just jealous, but exceptionally jealous and possessive. While Pearl is a people's person who happens to be very friendly with no ulterior motive, Oscar has a serious attitude problem. And he gets into conflicts with just about anybody, about anyone. While Pearl is nice, and she's also understanding, Oscar tends to get fired from jobs on a regular basis, probably because of his attitude. While Pearl has been on the same job as a career person for over 12 years, Oscar has difficulty communicating with Pearl's family and friends, always trying to motivate Oscar to improve his life, while Oscar shows no signs of being interested or motivated. They argue all the time over just about anything. Now, when people ask them what makes them stay together, surprisingly, they both say they're madly in love with each other. Pearl is at the point that she wants more for her. She wants more for herself and her two-year-old son, which is also his son. She does not want him to grow up lazy like his father. So she basically stays with Oscar because she knows how much he loves her and how much he loves his son. But she feels that counseling may not change anything because she feels that Oscar, she feels he's settled in his ways. Pearl is 32 and Oscar is 37 years old. Now, the question that I start out with tonight, could their age difference be part of the problem? What do you think? Could their age difference be part of the problem? Well, you know what? Not necessarily. I think the problem is, you know, those things, those warning signs, the early signs that their relationship needed counseling were all of those signs that we mentioned earlier. And the fact that they ignored those signs, that can be a serious thing, because they ignored those signs instead of trying to get some help. So now it turns out that it is almost like getting trapped. Pearl is here in a situation because now she feels she's got a two-year-old son with this man, and there's nowhere to really go. So now she feels probably trapped, because she probably, you know, there are some women out there and some men, they don't want to be with anybody other than their baby mama or their baby daddy. And so they just figure, you know what? This is the guy that I'm going to stay with him no matter what. You know, this is my baby daddy. I don't want somebody else, my baby calling somebody else daddy. So they just say, well, you know what? I'm going to stay right here and keep it right here. So this sounds like something that Pearl did. And who knows? By going this way, then chances are they probably just should not have even gotten married. I would say to that question, and I'm going to, let me look at the question once again. The question is asked, could their age difference be part of the problem? Let me answer that question first. And I say yes. Their age difference could have been, but not necessarily. All right, let me say yes, And then let me say not necessarily, give the rationale behind both. Yes, because even though it's 5 years difference, it's 5 years difference with Oscar. Let's begin with Oscar, with his history. Oscar's history is he dropped out of school in 10th grade. So it shows that Oscar wasn't with the program. This is a guy that, you know, was ahead of her, and his signs of him being exceptionally jealous and possessive, feeling like, okay, she's a younger woman, maybe I can dictate to her, but that's not the case. You can't dictate to anybody, you can't dictate to a woman, and a woman can't dictate to a man. That doesn't, you know, you may catch them young, inexperienced, but certainly when they come to their rightful mindset, you're not going to be able to dictate to anybody. So that just plays right out the window. So in this case, that could have been a problem. But not when I say not necessarily, it could be that it shouldn't, because, excuse me, Pearl is of age. Age of more than reasoning, that she can say, you know what? It doesn't matter that he's 5 years older. That's not a big gap, because women tend to think a lot of time, in my opinion, faster than men, and they tend to mature, I would say, quicker than men. So that's when I say not necessarily. Let's go to the next question. Let me take a look at the next question and ask this question. Could it be that Pearl is afraid to leave because she may feel that another man would frown upon her for having a child? You know what? In today's age, in today's time, I don't think that that's the case. Because when you get to a certain age, if she were 18, and looking for a man 22 years of age, then I would say it may be difficult, because a man at the age of 22, there's a great, great likelihood that he can still find a young lady that doesn't have a child. You know, he can find one. And if a man is 22 and a girl is 19, 20, or even a little older, there's a great likelihood at that early age that they still find someone that doesn't have any baby mama drama or daddy mama drama. They can still find that. So why would you put yourself in a situation like that where you're going to invite yourself or subject yourself to baby mama or daddy mama drama? So that's the case. Let's take a look at question number 3. And then we'll start to take some of the comments that also come in. All right, let's take a look at question number 3. Why would Pearl subject herself to Oscar's behavior? You know, that's a very, very good question. You know, why would she accept this man's behavior like that? That's a good question, because you can't really be in somebody else's head. You really don't know. But why would anybody, a man or a woman, subject themselves to something like this, especially young people? You just don't get it. Even older people, you know, his behavior is just out of control. So, you know, does she have a self-esteem problem? Does she have some other kind of issue that she feels she wouldn't be good enough or acceptable? You know, you gotta wonder about this stuff. Let's take a look at another question here. Question number 4. Is there really hope for this couple? You know what? I'd say it takes a lot of patience from Pearl to tolerate Oscar. A lot of patience from Pearl to tolerate this character, because, you know,
She's got to do more than just tolerate him. She's got to ignore him. With this type of behavior, she's got to ignore him because it's crazy. She's clearly got to ignore him. So now, my personal opinion, I think many of you all have heard me over the radio, I say, there's always some hope. There's always hope. But will hope come 10 years down the road when you're so trapped in it now that you wish you had left 8 years ago? I would encourage a woman like Pearl to give tremendous consideration and ask herself the question, would she want her son to experience a relationship like this? Or if she had a daughter, would she want that daughter to experience anything like this? And whatever her answer is, that's the answer for Pearl. That's it there. We'll go to the final question and then we'll jump on to something else. Some questions, comments that came in. Should Pearl stay in this relationship because Oscar is madly in love with her and they have a kid together? I personally say that a kid is not a reason if you had the kid outside of wedlock. And even if you had the kid in wedlock, I say a kid is not a reason to me for somebody to stay together. A kid is not a reason to stay together. So, you know, because that kid grow up and they live their own lives. But in the meantime, what are you going to do? You're going to be miserable? You're going to be miserable staying in a relationship with someone when you're not really happy? That's not really what you want to do? To me, that doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. All right, so I say, and the other part of that is, because Oscar's madly in love with her? No. Love doesn't supposed to hurt like that. Not like that. I don't think so. Where he's so obsessive and possessive and extremely jealous and, you know, I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. All right, now let's take a look at tonight's comments. And if you want to comment on them, press 1. If you want to, you know, even if you didn't hear the full story, tonight, early signs that your relationship may need counseling. If you want to even speak to, give a thought on why you think somebody needs counseling, you know, press 1. We'd love to hear from you. All right, let's go to North Carolina, 919-272. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have?
Yes, Christy. How you doing this evening?
Christy, thank you for calling. We're doing fine. I trust you are, too. Christy,
yes.
Do you identify with any of this story that we read or any of the comments that came in or any early signs that you think a person may need counseling in their relationship?
Yes, just as you said, just because they have a child, whether it was before marriage or during marriage, that is no reason to stay together and still be miserable. And definitely, regardless of how much a person, whether it's male or female, tell you that they love each other, hey, love does not hurt. Love respects, okay? And you won't be doing things intentionally to hurt each other if you really truly love each other, okay? Because, again, everybody needs peace of mind. And some people think that men and women, whether you husband and wife or whatever, they could only get that peace with having that mate. You got to first have peace within yourself, okay? So, again, I don't feel anyone should stay into a relationship whether if they're so unhappy. Life goes on.
Okay, Christy, and I think that is so important what you said, that peace of mind has to come from within, first and foremost,
yes.
Because a mate does not validate you to, in my opinion, of course, also, does not validate you to make you who you are or who you become. And so that peace of mind becomes very important. So early signs that relationship may need counseling. What if, like in this story here, Pearl She's only 32. Oscar's 37, but they got a 2-year-old kid together. And I mean, you know, they don't really have anything in common. They like old music, and they sometimes dance to it. I mean, Chrissy, can you see any rationale behind that? Why would you stay with somebody and you're miserable?
Well, for some things, people stay with for people maybe just because of the child or for financial reasons. And then sometimes they don't want people talking, you know, to say, oh, well, you're not with that person. You know, what happened, knowing that you're no longer together, but people are not living under that household. So a lot of times counseling does help, but in most cases, the women might suggest, oh, well, let's go to counseling. But in most cases, the men don't want to go to a counselor because they like, who could tell me how to run my household or whatever? But they're the ones that need the counseling. I mean, they really are, but a lot of times they don't want to go.
Okay, and that is, Chris, that's a very valid point. Let's take some of the comments that have also come into the studio tonight based on this. And, of course, any of you all, feel free to speak to the comments that we bring over the air. All right, we're looking for them now. Number different. Okay, we're looking for the comments that have come in to the studio. All right, let me just ask this question while we're bringing up these comments for tonight's show. Do you think that if a woman, like in this case, with her, that it would be a good idea if she stays with him, if she goes ahead and continues to stay in a relationship with Oscar because he's the baby's daddy? And I know you said earlier that that's not a reason to, but she does love him. So, I mean, it sounds like he's mentally abusive. I mean, she loves him. I mean, can't that account for something, Christy?
Well, yes, it can, but he needs help. If he's willing to go and get counseling for being abusive and, you know, with his problems that he has toward her, because eventually she's going to get tired of that. So he should, if he loves her that much, he should be willing to go and seek counseling, especially she's probably, you know, going to make that suggestion. But again, if he loves her that much and really want the marriage to work, then he should seek counseling.
Right, but if he doesn't see himself, now remember he's 37, and if he doesn't see himself having a problem, then how would he even realize it?
And that's a lot of times people's problem. They don't see that they have a problem. So she's
right.
Going to have to make a decision on her own to say, well, hey, is her love strong enough to just stay in it, even though she doesn't like the way he's treating her, or is she just going to bail out? That's going to be only her decision.
And you're right. You're right about that. And that's the challenge sometimes. It's easier said than done, Christy, that, you
well,
know, when you're around somebody, you know, when you are not around them, if you've split, you already know that you're going through the withdrawals. Oh, my goodness, I'm not going to see her today because we broke up. I'm not going to see him today because we broke up. And today's Wednesday, and then Thursday's coming, and then there's the weekend. Oh, I hate the weekends because, you know, because last week we were just doing this. We were out having a good time, and now I'm sad. So what about that? If you find yourself missing that person, should you just try to get back with them even when it was miserable?
Well, you know what? Keep busy. Keep yourself busy. I don't mind. Of course, we know it's the devil's workshop. But, yes, I'm not saying that she won't miss him, but she got to either she's going to stay in it or get out of it. But she's going to have to find a way to keep herself busy. Hey, hang out with some, you know, girlfriends or whatever to occupy your mind so that you, because the more you're by yourself, then the more you're going to become depressed and missing that person. But if you keep yourself busy, then, you know, not saying that you still won't miss them. Yes, you will, especially depends on how long you've been together. But time heals all wounds.
All right. Chrissy, let me look at some of the comments that have come into the studio. And, of course, if there are those of you all out there that would like to comment, feel free to do so by pressing 1. This female, she says, early signs your relationship may need counseling. I watched my parents go through a horrible 30-year marriage before they divorced.
My three siblings and I loved both parents, but not once did they consider counseling to help the marriage and our family. My thoughts are, parents, please get some help, because you could be destroying your children. Chrissy, I'm going to let you break that one down for us. I mean, 30 years of a horrible marriage.
Why did they stay together that many years? And, yes, it does affect children when you're together with somebody that long, because if the kids are not seeing love and seeing fussing and, you know, all the time, then guess what? If they get married, they might be the same way. They might be the same way with their in their house because they didn't see love. Why they stayed together for so many years, maybe it was because of the children, but the kids will definitely be affected. And guess what? Children, whether you divorce when they young or whatever, they grow up, just as you stated earlier, they grow up and have their own life anyway. But if you keep them in a relationship where there's a lot of bickering and, you know, and they're hearing all that stuff all the time, then they grow up to think, oh, well, man, hey, they start doing it within their own house in most cases.
Well, I think that that's a very valid point. And, you know, I mean, those kids, I can tell you, the parents left behind a scar with those kids.
That's right.
Because,
yes.
Yeah, looking at that for 30 years, and she's saying
yes.
Now that they went through a horrible marriage. And
see?
They
see?
Didn't even want
Thank you.
To consider counseling. I mean, that's got to be
mm-hmm.
crazy.
Why that was crazy.
See, that's stubborn. In your opinion, that you wouldn't want to go to counseling, Chrissy?
I agree. Why would you not be that? Why would you keep on living like that? That had to have been miserable for both of them. That's terrible. I would never want to be in a relationship with nobody for all those years. And either, hey, if they don't want to get counseling, then, hey, I would have been split up. I'm sorry. Hey,
and you know
you
what?
Know,
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you know what, people don't realize, but relationships affect your health as well. It does. Oh, yeah, if you're miserable in a relationship, oh, it definitely affects your health and everything about you. It does.
Well, see, you know, and I begin to ask the question, why would anybody subject their children to that? Maybe the mother just thought she was being, you know, I think it's a selfish act. You know,
well, sometimes it can be.
Yeah, because now those kids can, because of the scars that they have, they can end
mm-hmm.
up in that same kind of way. Or,
well, that's what I'm talking about. That's right.
Yeah, they could end up dealing with the same thing, living that
in
kind of life.
In their relationship.
So,
that's right.
Relationship. And I don't think
yes.
any parent would want that for them.
You shouldn't want that for your children. So for that reason, that's why the mother should have left that relationship, got out of that relationship, so that the kids wouldn't be scarred for life, okay?
Right. Tonight we're talking about early signs your relationship may need counseling. You know, just like if you catch a disease early in life, there's hope that you can
there's hope.
Know that you can, you know, take care of that, cure, find a cure.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you right.
know, you need to do something with your relationship. Early signs, you know, you got to get some help. I say today, even if you're not in a relationship with someone, get counseling for yourself.
Yeah.
To find
that
out
for yourself.
What type of person are you? You know, who am
mm-hmm.
I? You know, what's my purpose? Let me,
mm-hmm.
what do I want? What is it that I don't want out of life? And I ask these questions
mm-hmm.
all the time. Who am I? And so that when you do, feel that you want to get involved in a relationship, you know a lot more about yourself. And so when
Thank you.
A relationship presents itself to you, now you can say, okay, let's say if you know in life you do not want a person who smokes. Let's say, for example, Chrissy, let's say if you're not married, assuming that, let's just say, if you're a person, do you smoke, Chrissy?
No. Mm-mm. And
okay.
I wouldn't want nobody that smoke.
That's the thing. So you already, but what if this? He's the nicest guy that you've ever met?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't. I can't speak for other people, but to me, because that's one of the things that I know that I can't deal with. Smoking or drinking, I'm not going to deal with it. So from the beginning, I won't even start building a relationship if I already see those signs. Why waste my time? Yeah, okay. Why waste my time? If I know that I don't like those items about you, I'm not even going to waste my time. And I haven't in life wasted my time with people who smoke and drink. I'm sorry, I'm just not.
What if he looks really good, Chris? It's like the
and looks don't mean nothing. I mean, don't get me wrong. Nobody wants a monster that you got to look at all the time. I mean, looks is a good quality, I'm not saying. But behind those looks, the most important thing behind those looks, if you're a good-looking person, and then you got the good qualities of knowing how to treat a lady the way she's supposed to be treated. Now, that's what really make you look good to me. That's
right.
Where
so,
the beauty really comes.
Right, from within. So, Chrissy, let me ask you this question. What if he said to you, I mean, he smokes and he says, baby, for you, I'm willing to give up cigarettes. I will stop smoking. I promise you that.
Well, you know what? He'd have to stop the smoking first for me, because people tell you they'll do a lot of things, and then, you know, but if you already know that this person is doing these things, hey, how are you going to change him? Yeah, it might take years for him to stop smoking. So I'm going to build myself on a relationship knowing that I don't like a person that smokes. I'm not going to waste my time. I'm just not. Mm-mm. When you stop smoking, then maybe you can look me up if I'm still available. That's my attitude.
Okay, Chris. All right, Chris, I got to ask you this question because I think we differ here. All right, because it sounds like there may be hope, you know, when you say that. I see it a little differently. So the way I see it, let me tell you the way I see it first. If he meets you and he's smoking and he says, baby, for you, I'll give up smoking. And I promise you this because you are that true apple of my eye, girl. I'll give up anything for you. I will swim in freezing temperature for you. Because
flattery gets no one in it nowhere at all. But
it actually does sometimes. But
well,
please,
for some people, some ladies like to just hear flattery.
He gives it up. And Chrissy, watch this. He gives it up and he calls you back 3 months later and he says, I've been doing the thing, I think it's called nicotine or whatever it is, or a patch on
nicotine
them.
Nicotine patch, right, right.
Yeah, right, that patch, right? So he says, girl, I haven't tested a cigarette in 6 weeks. And he says, I'm ready, you know, will you give me, can I come over and take you out? What do you say, Chrissy? Honestly,
I mean,
what would you say?
It's possible. No, it's possible then I might go out with him, because guess what? If he's sincere about he's giving up that cigarette, you'll know in time. You'll know.
Right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
You'll know.
Okay, so now,
because
Chrissy,
he might just be trying to fool you. Yes.
Chrissy, guess what? Now, and I'm not saying that I'm right, and all of us can be right or wrong, right? But so now, 6 months, you all are dating now. You're dating. And then you come over, you surprise him one day at work. you bring him a lunch, surprising him, right? And then
surprise yourself.
Right. And he's like, he's trying to chew a box of gum and some air fresheners, right? And then you're smelling cigarettes through his pores. But Chrissy, you're now in love with him, madly in love with him. So now you're saying, wait a minute, have you been smoking? He says, baby, you know I gave that up. Like 12 months ago, why would you ask me that?
But then you smell it and everything.
Yeah.
He's a liar. So you got to ask yourself, are you going to stay in it or are you going to leave it before it gets any further? That's what you have to ask yourself. Yeah, you'd have to ask yourself, hey, I better nip this in the bud right now because, first of all, he's a liar because he said that he stopped. But he really didn't stop. He might just stop when he's around you.
That's what
but
it is.
People do certain things when they're around that particular person.
Right.
Out of mind, out of sight. They back to their same usual way. Okay?
Right. And so, Chrissy, that's why, and I'm not, listen, and I don't want to send the wrong message out here. I'm not saying that people can't genuinely change. But
I
would say.
No, and I'm not saying that either.
Right, I know. And why would,
why subject yourself to that anyway? If he's already smoking, and see, this is the thing that I say to people. If you know that that's not what you want, don't you say it right? I thought in the beginning, don't even waste the time. Ask
don't
him,
waste
you know,
time.
I gave you my number, but give me my number back. You understand?
Thank you.
Don't waste your time because somewhere along the way, he can have an episode. He can have an episode where he's like, you know what? I got this, you know, that caffeine or whatever's in nicotine, that nicotine. I got to have me a cigarette. You know, she just don't have to understand. Now you're going to be frustrated with yourself, but you said it right the first time. Don't even date him. Don't even date him. Let that be somebody else's problem or let him meet somebody who is a smoker.
Well,
you know?
True. I agree. That would be the best thing for him to do is meet somebody that indulge in the same habits that you got, okay? Yeah, that's what I would say to anybody, okay? Even for men and women who drink. Hey, go find yourself somebody who drink because, I mean, hey, everybody's not into that, okay?
Right, and there are enough people on the planet and in the world. There's enough that you can find what you like. You may not find everything, and the reason why I say that, and we're going to stay with this one, we'll read the other comments next week. The reason why I say you can find what you want, you may not find everything. I doubt seriously if you can find everything.
Everything.
Because there,
well, that's true.
Perfection doesn't exist like that.
Right.
You know,
right.
But you may find more of what you're looking for than not.
Thank you.
Definitely. You know, and so when you run across somebody who says, well, I'll change this for you, they're not going to change that. I'm not saying people can't change, but oftentimes it's a temporary fix. They're waiting for
something, a temporary time frame,
and then they retract back. It's always better, in my opinion, to meet somebody whose things that you can deal with versus what you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy, Christy, you're married to him.
You'd be crazy if you marry him and knowing you don't like those factors about them. You'd be crazy.
Right, and now
he definitely,
you're taking his suit to the cleaners one day and you find a pack of cigarettes.
Pack of cigarettes.
In his coat pocket. And then, that's going to hurt you.
Oh, of course it will.
You ask,
of course.
Well, who do these cigarettes belong to? And he says, that's
my cousin,
John. Yeah. So now you not only have a smoker that you did not want, you have a liar on your hand.
You have a liar on your hand.
That, to me, is even worse than anything. Because they lie.
Thank you.
They will cheat, steal, and ain't
thank
no telling
you.
What they'll do.
And now, no telling what else.
You know, so I think, you know, when we talk about early signs, relationship may need counseling, know what you want. And the reason why I say, you know, we're not going to find perfection because we're still going through developmental stages as humans.
Right.
We're still growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, I don't know if we really peaked out. We start to kind of decline a little bit. We don't think, as we get older, we don't think as fast. We don't move as fast. Our bones don't heal as fast. So we start to go on a decline. But that's why on your way up, you got to really have what you want in life. I believe.
You do.
Have what you want
in
life because it's going to be a time when hopefully you've matched up with the right person because when you're on that declining path, you want to enjoy each other together. You want to be able to take care of each other for the better. Chris, we appreciate your time. We're out of time tonight. Join us tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational program. It starts 7 to 7:30. Or if you choose to bypass tomorrow night, join us back here live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show next Thursday. Until tomorrow or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody. That's a wrap.